Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
In this episode, we discuss handguns, apple pie and camping, three things which don't quite go together. Also, another song contest coming up later this year. We'll let you know what it is and why you shouldn't care at all. Calgary's only podcast, Tip Tap Tip.
Tip Tap Tip.
Woo. I never want summer to end, Rochelle.
Well, you live in the wrong part of the world.
I know. I wish it was always summer. But unfortunately, it will never, in a few months.
You know what? I like winter because it gives you a good reason to eat lots of stuff to fatten up.
Oh, okay.
To keep yourself warm.
Sure.
And then it also gives you a good excuse to be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to watch a movie tonight and not do anything because it's a storm outside and I can't go anywhere. So then you have to stay inside.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it, you know, being cozy and warm inside. And
but it's a nice transition to, you know, the summer where you are always out.
I could be fine with summertime all the time. Okay, I've embraced the summer.
Then why do you live here?
That's a good question. Why do I live here? We need to move our base of operations to the equator so that we can be as close as possible to the sun as any human can be.
Okay, I'm done. Done. Totally, man. We will move to, where is it where all the people go that are old? From Canada.
Florida or
Arizona.
That's kind of. I want tropical. I don't want like arid and dry. That's the wrong kind of summertime. It's like summer.
Mexico.
Okay, Mexico. Yeah, I want like a resort. I want my life to be a 24/7 resort party.
Oh, I don't.
Well, just saying. I'm not looking forward to when the summer ends. So that's why I'm just fighting it as much as I can.
We just need our own private island.
Okay.
Private tropical island.
Okay.
I watched a show where these guys were like, oh, we're just going to look for our own island to build a hotel. And they're like, oh, this one over here is only $4 billion. Oh, I can't decide. I hate shows like that.
You hate shows?
You know, I need to decide what sort of meat to buy based on the price and everything. And here they're talking about buying a fucking island. As if it's just groceries, right? Like, no problem.
I wish I had that kind of money where I could just go, you know, I want an island. And then just go, that'll be a good one. And just build like a resort on it. I need to be.
But you know what's going to happen to those islands when all the icebergs melt?
Well, it's not going to be.
You got to put a windmill on it and some dikes and then you're good.
The Dutch have the answer to everything, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, until those things, like the power fails, and then that whole country just goes underwater. Or whatever works. I don't know these things.
They're wind propelled.
What if the dikes break? Oh, then we
have... The windmills and the dikes, both of them work together.
Okay. I'm just saying
there's... And they also have dams, too. They've got like big dams that keep the water out.
I'm just saying that. You know, this doesn't seem very sound. Like, you know, something could break and then everybody's just...
I think they've kind of been through that already. The cities, the countries are very old.
Well, I think the Dutch are too busy biking around and wearing their clogs to come up with any sort of contingency plan.
I think you're stupid.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
That's your clever rebuttal.
Yeah.
Well, you're dumb. Stupid. You're kind of dumb. Well, I can't really argue that. I am kind of dumb. Rochelle and I got back from camping. We do this every year. And although we did promise or we did imply that we were going to record something on the road or even while we were camping, we didn't because we were too busy sitting around doing nothing at all, which is the best thing that you can be doing. When you're camping, when you're hanging out in the woods.
More like too busy chasing after Bo, our son, our 2-year-old son, who, I don't know, 2-year-olds can't sit still. It's like, you know, it's like they just all of a sudden learned how to walk, and then they discovered running, and then there's no stopping them at all until it's nighttime.
I remember at one point during the trip, you had tried to convince my brother-in-law that a leash...
No, I was trying to convince you.
Well, I don't think a leash is a good idea.
I think... You know, because you know why I wanted to make the leash for him? Mm-hmm. Okay, we had some leftover camping rope, whatever, for tarps and stuff. And I said, hey, why don't we just tie this around him? Like, you know, just around his waist in a nice way.
Oh, okay.
So
in
it
a
doesn't
nice
hurt.
In a nice
you
way.
You know, like, yeah, like around the arms and then around his whatever waist. It would have
around
been
his
fun.
Neck and like a...
No, Eric, not around his neck. I'm not stupid.
Okay.
Because... I wanted to sit down, and I wanted to sit down and read or sit down and draw and not have to get up and chase after him, because there's a certain distance where it's like, oh, okay, now I can see him. Oh, now I can.
Now
and then you end up running
lake.
Across the whole campground to make sure that you can see him.
Oh,
and,
yeah, and, he
and
really?
Then if he goes by the dog, it's like, oh, my goodness.
He likes to get, like, manhandle dogs and be rough for them.
He likes to pull all the hair out of the dog and then open up his hand and look at all the hair that he just pulled out and be like, whoa, and then he goes for it again.
And the dog, and even...
That's the hairdresser in him, though, right? He's like, whoa,
oh, okay.
Cool, hair.
You think he's going to be a hairdresser? Is that that's your plan?
The world's best hairdresser.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's... Okay, so you're going to be sending him to hairdressing
No, actually,
preschool?
I probably won't. I'll tell him to go for a better job, a better paying job.
Fair enough. But yeah, I don't know what to say about camping. We did a lot of nothing other than chasing the kid around.
Jumped in the lake.
Yeah.
Hung out with all of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Ate lots of bad food.
Yeah, I feel like I ate, like, the worst food.
Yeah, that's because every single second you were going to the car to grab a cookie.
I know, because they were so good.
And
they were so convenient.
Like, note to self, do not buy the huge value pack of cookies because Eric has no control.
I have zero control. If there's cookies in the house, I'm going for them. I don't care. And that's why you should never buy cookies and never buy treats and sweets that I like, because I'll just be like, yeah. I don't know where to go.
Okay, so we had a good time camping. I just want to start talking about something else. So yesterday, we treated ourselves to a babysitter and a movie night, which was the best thing ever. But what I noticed is the babysitter came over and I was like, oh, here's some cookies here and here's some cookies there. And she's like, well, you guys have lots of cookies. I buy the cookies because you like them so much.
Well, I think for my
own... Well, I like them so much, too.
I think for my own sake, you should buy less cookies. Just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm
you're
saying...
You're saying that now, and then you're just going to get... Like, remember how you got when we did that cleanse one time, and then you didn't have any chocolate or any sugar, and you were such a bitch. Like, you thought I would be such a bitch. You were such a bitch.
I was very nice.
I like to keep you nice and happy, so I give you cookies.
I appreciate where that's coming from Rochelle, but from a person who lacks any kind of self-control, just don't.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm fat?
No, I'm just trying to sell you
Are
that.
You trying to tell me that I need to go on a diet?
No, I'm saying that you're a fucking enabler, all right? All right, that's what I'm saying. And I can.
Oh, you're like those 800-pound people, and then the wife goes out and gets them a bag of chips
and just sneaks it into the hospital.
Yeah.
It's like doctor's like, I just don't understand why he's not losing any weight.
Yeah,
it makes no sense at all.
But he likes it so much. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. So date night.
Yeah. We went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
See, this is a movie which I had been looking forward to, and I suggested it to Rochelle, and I showed her the trailer. She's like, "Oh, this looks good." Well, I don't know how you say it, but
yeah. Why do you make me sound so dumb?
My repertoire of voices is very limited, so just go with it.
Well, pick a better one next.
Okay, that looks good.
not that one.
That's my other voice. I only have two. Which one do you want?
No, do the more. Can't you do like a do 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 do?
But I want to go that movie. I just got.
Yeah, that one's okay.
Sure, whatever. Anyways, so Rochelle saw the trailer, and then she suggested, "Oh, let's do a babysitter." I'm like, "Okay, we'll try this out."
And it was a success.
Yeah, apparently, he's real easy to take care of when you're anybody other than his parents.
I think that's how most kids are.
Yeah, it's like bedtime. Okay,
and again, yeah. Anyway, the movie was awesome. I really, really, really liked it.
Except for the fact that I feel bad about, we were sitting there, and maybe about 10 or 15 minutes into the movie, a family, a father, and I guess his son and his daughter, they walk out of the movie, because I guess the first little bit of the movie is a bit violent.
Eric, it totally was violent.
Okay.
Like, it was pretty violent.
Okay. And this kid cried and left. You know?
And... yeah, and the little boy, I mean, I guess it was PG-13, so, you know, they leave it up to the parents' discretion to to be there with them. Like, the kids can't, it's not a general movie.
Yep.
I don't really know what all those ratings would mean, because we haven't really had to care about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this little boy was crying, and I think he was maybe, how old do you think he was? Maybe six or something?
I was too busy watching.
He was pretty young. But there were lots of young kids in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
I could tell he was getting scared because his dad kept looking over at him to check to see if he was okay.
And then they left. I wonder if do you get your money back after?
I would assume so, because
so early on, right?
Yeah. Because that would suck, right? And then he bought them popcorn and a pop, and fuck, that shit is such a ripoff. $8 for a small little popcorn and pop. You know how much our popcorn and pop cost last
night? I don't even want to know.
I know. It is ridiculous.
It's just, it's stupid.
Like, next time, Eric, we're going to stop at a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a bottle of pop each, bag of chips. And just bring a backpack in. I don't care.
What are they going to do? Stop us? No.
Yeah, all the people who work there are teenagers. They don't care.
Hey, what's in your backpack? Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's what's in your backpack. It's full of that.
No, they won't even check. Andrea, our friend Andrea who came with us, she had such a big bag, she could have fit stuff in there.
Yep. She snuck in.
Whatever. It's just not worth it. That's, you know, it's pop and popcorn. It's nothing special.
We could have got drunk in that movie. You suggested that, too.
I suggested that. You said no.
Because I just assumed
there were so many kids there, I wouldn't have felt comfortable. Unless we sat in the back.
I just assumed that everybody can smell the alcohol.
Yeah. And does anybody else care? No.
Maybe other parents and kids. I don't know. But then again, that's what we are. So, adults who are thinking about sneaking in...
It's okay. Like, having a bit of beer, it's not like we're getting hammered or wasted or anything like that, but whatever. Crack open a beer.
One beer, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
Not going to bother anybody.
I already chugged a beer before we went with
that. You did. And then I asked who's driving. You're like, I think you should drive.
Chug, chug, chug.
Mommy's getting drunk. It's a good movie, though. It is funny and colorful. And didn't take itself super seriously, and I didn't know any of the characters, which is kind of interesting for a superhero movie, where I just kind of walk in, know nothing about what to expect.
Yeah. I really liked I just listened to a very, 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 I didn't even finish it, actually, because it was such a long interview, or long podcast. So what was it called? Film Junk Podcast?
Yeah.
Where they review the movie, and they had a lot of really good points to say about it. I don't think we should get into all the details of the movie, because I could talk about it for a long time, because that is the nerd in me. But the way that they put it is this type of movie, like a space movie, it's like a really good hamburger. Like, there's so many space movies out there, just like there's so many hamburgers out there, but this one was put together like just perfectly. Like, it's like the tastiest hamburger ever.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Funny aliens. It reminded me of Star Wars in one sense, just because in Star Wars, space is full of weirdos and weird aliens.
Yeah.
And just, you know, some good, some bad, but they're all kind of, it's just kind of a goofy, fun place.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like, and I think it was just because that kid was sitting next to me, is I didn't like the evil people.
They were kind of boring, actually.
Yeah. There was no depth to them. Like, when you think of, like, who was I thinking? Oh, a Professor Snape from...
Oh, from Harry Potter movies.
From Harry Potter. Yeah. Like, that guy, he is one of my most favorite evil people.
But, you know, he also had, like, what... 100 movies to develop his character in, right? So, like, you know, you saw the first movie and go, oh, okay, he's cool.
No, but what's his name again?
Professor Snape?
The actor.
Oh, Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman. Yeah.
He's a really good actor, and he just plays really good evil people. The guy who played the evil person in this one.
I don't even know.
He just wasn't really, like, he didn't have the right face for it. He just...
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, because he's really just somebody there to just make the action happen, be a catalyst for the action. So it was, you know, it didn't really.
It was no depth to his personality except for that one moment where they stopped and kind of tried to make it into a joke.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes,
and that's just Chris Pratt. Like that's what I really like. His character is great because he just does all this fucking weird shit.
Yep.
Kind of throws you.
He has a tape deck in his spaceship, which is kind of awesome.
And he references Footloose. That was my favorite.
The interesting thing is all his references, like all his references on Earth, like are basically what he remembers as a kid, right? Because he was taken from Earth in 88, right? So all his references basically stop at the 80s. So.
Yeah.
So anyways, Footloose. Yeah, I don't know. Go see it. Also in the theaters.
You know that song that they played in it, that Ooga Cha Cha Ooga.
Yeah, I know. They play that.
Used to watch Ally McBeal, and that was in that show all the time. Whenever she saw the dancing baby. That song has been ruined for me. And then when I lived in St. Rez, which is a polytechnical institute, so post-secondary school, so dorm or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And one of my roommates loved that song so much, and she would get high, and then she would play that song over and over really loud. So I don't like that song.
I'm kind of done with that song. I'm surprised that they picked that because it's
irritating.
Kind of done. It's done. It's like, you know, they could have picked any other song.
There's so many other good songs.
Yeah.
Like Dirty Dancing.
No. Don't even get into that. Even though you bought the soundtrack the other day.
I know. Mad at me for that, aren't you?
I'm like, why did you do that?
Why not?
I know. Well, I know why you did it, because you were thinking about it in the middle of the day. You're like, I want to hear that. I only hear Patrick.
But it's not real money to me because I don't even know how it gets paid.
It's magical money. You just push buttons and then
it's like, here's Eric's code. Boop, bleep, 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 bleep. Download, downloading, downloading, downloading. Play.
She's like the wind.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Okay, Patrick.
If you ever want to like super, super surprise me on an anniversary.
Okay.
Just try and like reenact the romantic scenes from Dirty Dancing.
I don't even know.
And I will be so impressed and I will fall in love with you all over again.
I don't even know what the romantic scenes in that movie are.
You'd have to research it.
We'd have to watch the movie. Oh my God. That's painful. Now you're making me want.
There's so many, Eric.
I know there's like the dancing part where Jennifer Grey runs and then he lifts her up.
Yeah, that's the finale. Finale. Yeah.
And then, I don't know. Research that, huh? That's what you want me to do?
Just go take secret Dirty Dancing lessons so you can learn how to shake your hips like he does.
Then, you know, I bet you when that movie came out in like what, 88, 87?
Yeah, every
there were like Dirty Dancing lessons being held at like the local community center.
Every woman who would watch that would go home and be like, okay, hubby, you need to do this. You need to take these lessons so that you can dance like Patrick's.
That's the same reason why there's things right now like burlesquerize or
yeah, but those are only the girls doing it. There's no partner dancing. That's not fun. You just perform for your husband? Who gives a shit? They can, their husband can turn on the TV and just see Cher and be like, why would I want to watch you?
Why would you want to watch Cher?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or whatever that.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
You watched that movie, didn't you? Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because somebody was talking about it and saying that it was their favorite movie. And I was like,
is somebody's favorite movie? That movie?
I think so. It was somebody who I was working with. And then I was like, oh, I've never seen that. I should see that. And I think it was free.
I think, when I think of favorite movies, that is never one which.
Yeah, I know. And I never cared to see it because
if you were to say your favorite movie, Dirty Dancing, I'd be like, okay, I get it. Because, you know, you talk about that movie all the time. And Burlesque? How many years ago? Is that like 2-3 years ago that came out?
I think it's longer.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it was not very good. But, so I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think that movies nowadays have, like, awesome soundtracks like Footloose or like Dirty Dancing? Like, do you think that people care about that when they're making movies now?
There hasn't, like, to my knowledge at least, there hasn't been a soundtrack which stands up decades after the movie's been released, since, at least in my, like, you know, because the Footloose soundtrack is iconic, right? Same with even the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, like, whether you like it or not,
yeah,
it's still something that is, you know, people think about, you know, even since it's come out, like, you know. But I can't think of a soundtrack that.
Because I think that might be what this Guardians of the Galaxy was trying to do. They were trying to make this awesome soundtrack to the movie because that.
Mm-hmm.
With the mixtapes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's.
Because I would buy.
Whatever.
The soundtrack to Guardians to the Galaxy.
Yeah, because
Guardians of the Galaxy. Because it was good.
Yeah, it was a good yeah. mixtape. An awesome mixtape.
Yeah.
But yeah, like maybe there has been, and I'm just unaware of it because I'm so old, but.
Because you're so old.
Well, but.
I feel like I'm out of touch. I feel like I'm out of touch with like new, more recent movies.
But I don't think there has been like a must have soundtrack, like, you know, like that you want to have even whether or not you've seen the movie or not. Like, I don't think that because movies these days they use a lot more like non pop music. They use like,
but maybe it's also people don't think about buying soundtracks because people don't even think about buying CDs anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, why would I buy a soundtrack to that when I can just get the song that I want anyway? Exactly. By itself.
Yeah. I don't know.
Such a shame.
It's a fucking shame.
It is a fucking shame.
What would be on our...
It's just this lost appreciation for a a whole bunch of songs
what would be
put
on,
together that's just perfect.
What would be on the Tip Tap Tip soundtrack?
Oh, you can't do that. You can't just throw that
at me. I'm throwing that at you. And you have to deal with it. You have to...
Like, what is, like, my most favorite song?
Sure. You know, on Rochelle's Tip Tap Tip soundtrack. Okay.
It will probably be that Hey Baby on Dirty Dancing is one of my favorite songs.
And you think that's appropriate for this show?
I mean, no, but you know what? Almost, I bet you what would be on our Tip Tap Tip thing would be the songs that you've been putting on the intro. Because those ones, like, you pick really good songs for the intro.
Huh. Okay, so you're thinking something like, oh, come on, iTunes, don't be a piece of shit. Okay, so this is Rochelle's. this song. Oh, Rochelle's dancing in her chair. She's.
If you'll be my girl.
Ugh. Okay, I'm done with the song. Can we stop?
You don't like the song?
No.
Are you serious?
Not a big fan of this song.
I'm divorcing you.
Oh, just like that. Well, it was all good. Then he told me one day he didn't like the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. And I said to myself, well, this is not the man I want to live with.
What the fuck was I thinking? That's 10 years down the drain. What would you pick? This is what you would pick?
No.
This is Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze singing this song. Featuring Wendy Fraser.
I'm not sure about this soundtrack, but for the Footloose soundtrack, didn't we look at it on the record and basically all the songs are written by the same
dude?
Like
one dude, yeah. It's weird.
And who is this dude, right? Like, who is the guy that wrote all these fantastic songs? And I don't even know what his name is.
We have the LP, but...
But that's awesome. I want you to do that. Let's come up with a fake movie. A fake movie, and then you write all the songs for it. The movie will be about me.
She's like the wind.
And our romance together, Eric.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop playing Patrick Swayze.
Oh, she's getting to the good part.
Okay. Skip ahead, fine. To believe I have anything
she needs. She's like the wind. Saxophones are awesome. I really like them. I think that I might need to invest in one in the future just so I can play it again.
Sexy saxophone.
Yeah. Just, you know how all these saxophone players, they lift the saxophone up and tilt it.
Yeah.
Do not try that ever.
Because you get like spit back
in your mouth. Spit back in your mouth. It is so gross. So you have to make sure that you're blowing at the same time that you're doing that so the spit doesn't come.
Spit valve. Blah.
There is a spit valve, yeah.
I can only imagine like the stage of like a jazz club. Like after everybody's played on it for the night. Some poor like... custodians were like, fuck. Gets it like the mop bucket. It's like, mop, mop, mop. Just spit everywhere.
That's why the stages are black, though. You can't. That's why everything's black. So you can't see anything anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, Patrick Swayze, we're going to turn you off. She's like the
wind. You know, my favorite thing about Patrick Swayze is that he lived on a ranch and had a family and had a wife.
Mm-hmm.
One wife.
Oh, he didn't get remarried?
One wife.
He's a family man.
He's a family man, and it's almost like stardom didn't really affect him at all.
He's a pretty down-to-earth guy.
Well, sounds like it. I mean, I've never met him.
She's like the wind. Okay.
When he was alive, I...
Oh, that's...
You know, I'm just going to keep talking about Patrick Swayze because in every single one of our podcast episodes, because that's where my graphic novel is headed towards.
Oh, yeah. Once you let...
Just being about Patrick Swayze.
Are you going to let people know about this or what? Because we didn't...
No, it's just something I'm working on for fun.
Okay. We'll get into that. We're not going to blow the cover on that until we have something to show. Right?
Well, I can talk about
it. Okay. Talk about it. Okay. Fine.
No, but I'm done talking about it.
Okay. This is what I want to talk about. I want to get into some stories. This is actually a local story. Speaking of songs, Amp Radio, which is a top 40 radio station in Calgary, it's actually selection number one on our PT Cruiser. If you press the number one button and you're on FM, that is what you will hit.
Oh, I didn't know those buttons worked.
They work. I programmed number one. Is this radio station, which I'm about
to... You know how to do that?
I did that once.
Oh.
I read the manual.
Oh. Ooh.
And I programmed number five to be the Okotoks radio station.
Oh.
See, I'm so smart.
But you only did one and you only did five, but you didn't do the ones in between?
I didn't really. I don't.
Wow.
I'm so dumb.
I don't know how your brain works.
But anyways, this radio station, Amp Radio, is experimenting with a new format and with songs. I'm not going to say too much because this clip kind of explains it all. So here we go.
Here's the next single from Ariana Grande. It's Break Free on 90.3 Amp.
They're playing more songs at this Calgary radio station, about 24 hits an hour, twice as many as it used to broadcast. The tunes have all been trimmed.
It's about giving it to them in a quicker, same bite kind of way that fits their lifestyles.
Amp Radio is using a format called Quick Hits, where an editor shortens the songs for an audience tight on time and apparently attention.
We're watching people. We're just observing people with their iPods, playing their favorite songs, and skipping them before the end because they get bored.
It's a hideous concept, you know, period. But the fact that they think their listeners are stupid is even more insulting to me.
Musician Jan Arden calls the approach butchery and fired off a series of zingers on Twitter. Can anyone recommend half a good book I should read?
So the radio station is actually doing this right now, where they're taking...
You like that?
I don't like... Well, I haven't really listened to it in the last little bit, so I can't really say if I've noticed or not. But it's weird. Like they'll somehow cram 24 songs in an hour, which is like, okay, doing my math.
What?
Doing my math is like less than 3 minutes per song.
Oh, I don't like this idea at all.
Well, neither does singer-songwriter Jan Arden.
Imagine Joni Mitchell. Let's just take out a couple of her verses, because it really doesn't matter, and we don't think the listener needs to hear them. It's grotesque.
Amp Radio is the same station that burned $5,000 in a publicity stunt earlier this year. Arden says it is desperate.
It's not going to be successful. It's a flash in the pan.
Calgarians have had a week to listen.
Straight up, I just really don't like it.
Why?
Because I would rather listen to the whole song versus a portion of it.
I wouldn't necessarily rule it out, but probably would prefer to hear the whole song.
Amp Radio's parent company owns 90 other stations in Canada and will be watching to see how the new format performs. One thing for certain, Jan Arden will not be on the playlist. She's been banned, and that's fine with her. She says she doesn't want them playing any of her work, not a minute of it. Janet Dirks, CTV News, Calgary.
So there you
go. How can they do this? Like, don't the artists have a say? Or?
Well, not necessarily, because depending on what type of contract that they signed, they may or may not have a say. And, you know, it's weird. Like, you know, I can't imagine some songs just being like just hacked like what, 2.5 minutes or less. And then it's like, all right, next song. And just right into that. That's like a less than a Eurovision song. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I don't know. Why are people assuming that, like, why is this radio station assuming that people are dumb and that people don't have time and that people don't care to hear about the whole song? Like, why are they assuming
this? It's a top 40 radio station, so their demographic is probably younger, probably skews younger than most radio stations. So they like, whoa, kids these days, they just start to go from one song to one song. It's like, okay. So, you know, why don't we just play parts of the song, and then that way we can put in more songs. And it's like, oh, okay. And that way we can say that we play more music than other, you know, the other top 40 radio station. It's like,
I don't know. Music is supposed to be nice and relaxing. It's not supposed to be something, you're not supposed to just squeeze music into your life like that.
Yeah, the whole sort of artistic integrity is gone out the window, because it's like, okay, well, that's a great song, Beatles, but we're going to take off the last verse, we're going to fade it out, and or whatever.
You know what you do? You just listen to punk songs, because you know punk songs are only 2 minutes long
They're out, yeah. They're done.
Yeah, just change your genre of music.
I know, but... I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like,
well, Kate, I remember when I went to a club a long time ago, and this DJ was doing the same thing. He was only playing like the good snippets of the song, and so me and my friends would be dancing.
I didn't think I was there that night.
Like, yeah,
it was in Calgary.
Yeah, remember we called him the ADD DJ?
That was annoying as shit.
Yeah, ADD DJ.
Because he'd basically play verse, chorus, and next song, verse, chorus, next. And we're like, come on, just like,
yeah,
let us enjoy these songs. And it's songs that we knew. So we
and
knew
you're
that
just
they were,
like starting to dance. You're just starting to get into it. And then, like, meh, next song.
It's like, And yeah,
it was like, really irritating.
It was super annoying. And yeah. I don't know. Like, do you think that?
But
like,
you know that song "Around the World." That song does go on for quite a long time.
Yeah,
that song can be shortened.
Yeah, you could probably "Around the World." Around.
Okay. It's like, okay, we get it.
But I don't know. Do you think kids? Do you think it's full of shit? Do you think that kids are actually listening to less music, or do you think they're skipping around more? I don't know. Do you think? What do you think he's getting this information from? I don't know. It's just,
yeah, that probably is where he's getting the information. But it's because these people, like the people who they're talking about, you know, they listen to music on their iPods, mm-hmm. and they do kind of skip around and stuff yeah. like that because they can. But it's different than someone else skipping around for you.
Yeah.
Than if you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
And normally, I think if you do like a good song, like you would listen to it all.
Yeah.
You would listen to the whole song.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't know.
Unless you're trying to find another song or something.
Maybe I'll listen to this radio station for a bit and...
Oh, please don't listen to it.
Not here. While I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah.
As part of research for this show.
I think, you know, from a business perspective, I think the minute you start assuming that your target market is dumber and doesn't want as much or doesn't care about stuff, I think that's... That's a crux.
It's a sign of trouble, and it's a yeah. sign that, I don't know. We'll see.
People don't like to be assumed that they are dumb.
Yeah, let's see how this shakes
out. And don't care.
But we have another story about another sort of song, another group of songs, which is coming up. Now, we've talked a lot in the past about the Eurovision Song Contest. In fact, if you listen to the first half of this year, that's almost all we ever fucking talked about. Up until about May, in which...
Okay, so I just want to say something really quick. So I watched Total Recall for the first time. And I decided, I don't know why, but I watched the new one first, and then I watched the old one from the 80s after that.
And she'd never
seen... And you know what I noticed?
What?
Is the first one, the new one...
With Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that yeah. takes place in 2011, I think. That's when they did that one. No swearing. Old one from the 80s, F-bombs all throughout it.
You know why? Because...
Because it was cool to swear in the 80s.
No, because...
And people smoked.
No, because these days, movie studios are always trying to get that PG-13 rating. It means that... Meaning that more people will be able to see it because it's not R, right? So they will deliberately cut down on things of violence and less swears. Whereas all like the 80s action movies, like, well, fuck this, fuck that. Boom, boom, boom. Like, heads blowing up. So you'll notice that, like, if you watch, like the 1980s one, like, swearing all the time.
Yeah.
And probably a little bit more violent in times too. Because 80s movies had balls. 80s action movies had balls, and they didn't mind,
They didn't mind having the rating.
Yeah, like they, you know, they're R-rated action movies, which made them way better.
Oh, so that might explain why the Guardians of the Galaxy was trying to fit into that PG-13. So it was just on like the limit of what they can get away with.
Exactly. So they probably.
But when something is scary, like it's scary, it doesn't have anything to do with guns are. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just the darkness of it or the character being really dooming and, you know, so they don't take that into account at all, hey?
I don't know.
It's just little checklists on a piece of paper, like F-bombs.
I don't even think they can, like...
Blood and guts.
I think there's certain, like, swear words that they cannot say in a PG-13. Like, for example...
I would be fine if my child heard the F-word versus... being scared shitless because of
Example in the you know Die Hard, right? You've seen Die Hard with me? Like
no.
Well, there's a very famous line in the very first Die Hard movie. Bruce Willis says before he shoots somebody or whatever, "Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker." Right? That's his big iconic line, cuz now they've made sequels, and I think the most recent sequel came out a few years ago, which they tried to cram this movie into like a PG-13 rating, right? So, you know, comes the time where Bruce Willis is trying to say his iconic lines, like, yippee-ki-yay, mother, and then, like, something blows up. You know, because they can't say fucker. It's because it's super lame.
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
That just, they could just kind of, don't they realize that they're kind of ruining movies?
That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
Let's just get back to the story here.
Song contest. Russia to revive its Soviet-era song contest over Conchita Wurst win at Eurovision. So Conchita Wurst is the Eurovision winner from Austria, just yep. so people are yep. not confused, who won this year for Eurovision. Okay, following on to hosting the 2014 Winter Olympics, the Russian coastal city of Sochi will host the 2014 edition of the Soviet. You're scratching your balls? You're distracting me.
I'm not distracting. Go ahead.
The Soviet-era Intervision Song Contest in October, which Russia is reviving in protest at Austrian bearded drag queen Conchita Wurst winning the Eurovision Song Contest. So they're upset about her, him, whatever. Winning. The contest is open to the members of the Commonwealth of Independent States, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and former Soviet republics, including the Baltic states. However, so basically like Eastern European countries.
Like less than 10 countries yeah. are able to compete in this contest.
So weird. Okay. So is this a communist country? Like a communist contest? Well,
former communist, and well, I guess kind of
technically. Oh, so they're just secretly communist now.
Well, like.
Sorry, I can't say. That's mean to say that. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. However, so far only China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan have announced.
Great. That's great. You're doing great.
I know.
Fantastic job.
Thank you. Thank you. announced they will take part in the event, which has not been held since 2008 after a long hiatus. After its initial run between 1977 and 1980. So the contest didn't really even go on for that long.
No, it kind of fizzled out.
Yeah. And that was a long time ago that it happened. Okay, leading voices began calling for Russia to pull out of Eurovision after Wurst's win with Russian Communist Party Deputy Valery Rashkin calling for a family values-based alternative to the contest to be held. The last Eurovision contest results exhausted our patience, Communist Party Deputy Valery Rashkin said in May. We must leave this competition. We cannot tolerate this endless madness. Russia is the first to name their performer for the song contest and have chosen Belarusian Russian singer Alexander Ivanov to represent them.
Now, it's such bullshit because I think in 2003, Russia sent Tattoo, who were a big sort of pop act at the time, to represent them at Eurovision Song Contest. Do you remember who Tattoo were? They're like that lesbian duo.
Oh, yeah.
So they were actually in Eurovision in 2003. But, you know, like, so apparently they have no problems with the lesbians 10 years ago, but they just don't like drag.
You know what? They are just mad because every time their performers, mm-hmm. which this year were two twin girls, sisters, and they were fine, but every time they got up on stage, you know what everyone else did? They booed.
Which is at bullshit. Them. I'm sorry.
I know that's bullshit, but this is just Russia saying, you know what? We're going to go do our own fucking thing because we did not appreciate this bearded woman, man, you know, winning. So they're just upset about being booed at. But, you know, they're just in the shitter right now for everything. Like, it's all political. This whole song contest thing is. Just
and you know, but you know
them
what?
Them acting out.
In the end, I'm morbidly curious about this contest, so I'm actually gonna keep tabs on it.
It's gonna be stupid. It's gonna be super It's gonna lame. Be really stupid.
But
nobody's gonna watch it.
I'll watch
except for other Russians.
Yeah, other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, hear the child grumbling in the next room. So I don't know about you, but I want to wrap up the show because that seems about right.
There was one more article thing that I just, one more story that I just wanted to read.
What, Rochelle? That's usually what I say.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
I just think this one's kind of funny and stupid and ridiculous. Man buys 23 Burger King apple pies to spite a small child.
Okay.
After waiting in line in front of a careless mother and her screaming small child, okay, been there, a man who was having a bad day decided to ruin that family's day. The child was screaming, "I want fucking pie." Okay, that's not PG-13.
What?
So the man bought up every last pie, all 23 of them, and walked out of the Burger King location, turning only to see the enraged mother and child helpless as the cashier told them that the restaurant has just sold out of pie.
Would you do
asshole.
That?
Asshole. Asshole.
Well, if the kid was acting out, there's no need for a child to swear.
A child swearing is creepy. I don't think it's appropriate, but still. That is such an asshole move. It's an asshole. Guy. That, like,
but at the same time, I was reading that story and part of me was smiling on the inside. Because it is such a
because dick. Maybe the child sounded like a spoiled brat.
I want some pie. Okay.
Like
I
you.
Need some pie. I want some fucking pie. Okay.
Did you eat all the cookies? I think you did. You probably did.
There's no more cookies. Whoops.
I knew it.
Well, hey there. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip for the last little bit. Thanks. Go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to subscribe, listen, or connect with us online. That's what you do. It's that easy. You open up your web thing, you go there, click, 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 click. There you are.
You don't need to explain computers to people. They're not
click on the mouse.
Stop it. Please. Okay. Don't assume that our listeners are dumb because they're not.
I think the songs that we play on here are probably longer than that fucking radio station. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But sometimes we fade it out.
But that's because we're not a radio station.
Yeah.
Just playing music.
We're Calgary's best podcast. Hands down. We'll fight ya if you think any differently. As long
can
you as
imagine,
you're not-
like, if they were able to cut Meatloaf's songs up on the radio station, Meatloaf would be so mad. He's like, I fucking made those songs 10 minutes on purpose.
I don't do anything for you. Okay. Alright, thanks for listening. Yeah. The best. Right?
Sure.
Without confidence. My name's Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Later.
Bye-bye. Never come back. You're just a dirty twat.